Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead, and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
Nice to have you. You know, and today we're going to have some fun because we're going to talk about products that are part of our agricultural industry, but the ultimate product is a beverage. We're talking wine. If someone would have said to me, let's say 20 years ago, you know, that they were going to start a winery in Minnesota, I would have looked at them like, what are you talking about? But the University of Minnesota started developing probably more than 20 years ago. I don't even know when they actually began all the work on creating, you know, hardy Minnesota grapes that would grow here in the short growing season and produce wine quality grapes. And in fact, they've been successful on a number of counts.
Yeah, I would have told you 10 years ago that our opportunities for making wine in southern Minnesota specifically would have, my question back to you would have been, well, can we do it with number two yellow corn? And I think a lot of credit has to go to the University of Minnesota because they've really worked with the industry to develop a good Minnesota grape. I believe last time I quickly checked, with the U of M has over 5 patents on Minnesota grapes that the producers are using to make a unique blend of their own. And, you know, that's something that can separate us out and put us at a, you know, in a niche market. Go for that Minnesota wine or that Minnesota grape and that taste that people are looking for.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, there is a certain pride that you have in having a product that was, you know, grown at least in part in the state of Minnesota. You know, I know that there are some blends and things like that they use with grapes grown elsewhere, and oftentimes that's out of necessity. I think they've still had some trouble with a really good Minnesota hardy red grape, but many of the white wines are very, very good.
Very good, very well, you know, becoming very well known. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, you can travel around this country and you get caught off guard every now and then. Mm-hmm. I can tell you a quick story. I was in California not too long back. And, you know, growing up in the New Ulm area with the Shell's Brewing Company right there in your backyard, and you know the quality, you know the kinds, you know what they have, but you don't think anybody else does. And I walked into a restaurant / bar in San Francisco, and there was huge neon signs everywhere that we have Shell's beer. And that was their tap beer. They had it there, and that's what people were coming for. And
honestly,
they said they couldn't keep it there enough. It was just flying off the shelves.
Isn't that something?
And it was a wake-up call. You know, you sometimes have to leave the borders a little bit to see the impact and the value that we add as a state to other areas. And that's one classic example that it's a growing market.
Well, again, you know, I mean, it is a craft. I mean, it is something that requires a certain expertise. It is a food product, and when you're dealing with food products, there's a little bit of hocus pocus in there you need to have some real sense about that stuff.
Yeah, it crosses over to a lot of different professions. You know, you have the science, the engineering, the marketing, the communications, you name it.
There's an artistic quality as well,
no question.
Yep. Well, it's fascinating. The breweries and the wineries in Minnesota creating some economic potential here in the state. Thanks for joining us on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.